Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Mitch Holtz here, joining us on 96.5 The Fan, on a show we call Fesco and Dusty. Still pitch black outside, but bright red in everybody's hearts on a Friday. Silverstein Eye Centers, achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. And also, Mitch Holtz is brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is a proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, I know you've been listening. There's a guy in the studio that you might have heard of named George Brett, and he might have a question for you, sir.
Well, first of all, here's the 2-2 to Brett. Swing and a liner into right field. It's a base hit. 3,000 hits for George Brett. Can't get enough of that. Here's Bob Costas' call of that if it's against the Yankees. 2-2 to Brett. Oh, there's a hit to right. 3,000 hits. God, the Yankees are going to lose, and Brett's killing these guys.
Oh, my God.
There's the pitch to Brett. Swing. Oh, God, it's going into the upper deck in right field. It's a 3-run homer for Brett. Royals are going to beat the Yankees.
The Royals are going to win the pennant. Oh, gosh.
They're going to win the pennant, God. And Brett just took Gossage deep and, crap.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Totals after this.
Yeah. Ryan has the totals next, right?
Ryan has the totals and gone.
Wow. Wow. So you noticed it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well you're an announcer. I mean, when you listen to other sports and stuff, do you kind of critique them?
Well, you try not to, but honestly, you do. It's part of it's like you watching hitters. You're probably thinking, nah, this guy's doing this and that and this and that and this and that. In fact, I know you do because I've been with you a couple times. You've done it. But when I did basketball, when I was doing a whole bunch of college basketball, I was neutral. I walked into the arena. I didn't care who won. And I tried so very hard to be down the middle because I knew what that game meant to everybody. And yet people would say, oh, he was for this team or that team. And I wasn't. But in that case, I mean, come on, Bob. You can't you've got to be neutral. But, yeah, that was awful. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm glad you don't do national games because you're such a – icon here and your excitement for the Chiefs, and you can be a homer here. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we all know that. I mean, I've seen on YouTube when you're standing up doing the broadcast, and all of a sudden the Chiefs have a great play and they score. Man, you're throwing your arms and you're going crazy and all that stuff in your little booth, and you couldn't do that if you're Tony Romo doing a game with Jim Nance.
Well, Romo, I think tries sometimes, but no. But to your point, I forget that GoPro camera's in there. In fact, I've been at a couple of events this week, and they go, you know it's in there. I go, no, I forget it's in there. So that's all very organic and real. But one thing I do, George, and I think Bob and Dusty will back me up on this, I research the other team. I'm going to tell you a whole lot about the Bucks. You know, some homers will act like we're just playing some team. There's so many stories that need to be told about the Bucks, particularly if there's a local angle to the team. Levante David mm-hmm. plays for the Bucks. He was a great player at Nebraska. He's one of Nebraska's great pros. He's been in the league for 13 years, all with the Buccaneers. He had a career not as good as yours, but he was with one franchise. Josh Hayes is their best special teams player. He's a K-State kid. I mean, I'm going to mention those Kansas City kid. Rashad White is their top running back now, and he went to Center High School here in Kansas City. The second time in 3 weeks, by the way, we played a kid from Center High School now. Hopefully Rashad White won't try to throat punch Patrick Mahomes like Malik Collins did. But so the point is, yeah, I'm a homer for the Chiefs, but I'm going to fill you in on the other team and try to give you as much information about those guys as I will about the Chiefs.
Mitch, who gets more doubt, Baker Mayfield or the Chiefs?
Who gets more what?
Who gets, like, more doubt? Like, you know, you always say you can doubt
the Chiefs
and, yeah, and then you got Baker, though, too.
Yeah. Well, that's when the Cincinnati mayor, the jabroni, as Kels called him, that's when I said I just had taken all this crap all week and didn't say a word. Our guys didn't say a word. And then it just burst out. Like, you can doubt the Chiefs, dislike the Chiefs, disrespect the Chiefs. You got to deal with the Chiefs. Well, you know, you can dislike Baker Mayfield, but you got to back up and look at what this kid has done. He's Rasputin. He just keeps fighting back. And this year he leads the NFL with 21 touchdown passes. He's had to adjust his game, not losing Chris Godwin for the season. He won't have Mike Evans in this game. But he still threw for 330 yards last week against Atlanta. He's just adjusted. He's been highly productive. He's second in the league in attempts, completions, completion percentage. He's way up there, top three. I mean, he's good enough to win this game on Monday night. So the Chiefs, we all have to sit here and deal with Baker Mayfield this week.
Mitch, is this the game? I mean, I know we don't need to see it because of, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but obviously the Chiefs' defense has been key, the interior lineman, but the offensive lineman as well. Tampa's not really that strong in their secondary. Is this the game that, like, Mahomes kind of shows everybody, like, hey, take a chill pill. It's not a bad season. I'm still who I am.
Well, and this is the question I asked you guys a couple weeks ago, and I think George alluded to it. I was listening before I jumped on. If you figure out a way to win, like in baseball, George, if I win 7 one-run games, that's a strength. In football, you're supposed to blow everybody out. If I win 7 one-possession games, oh, my God, they're not that good. It's a sign of weakness. It's just Patrick, who's thrown 95 on the black, has learned how to throw a cutter. And so he's throwing different pitches to get you out. Now, if this is a game, to give the analogy, you want to throw 95 on the black, Pat can do that against these guys. The perplexing thing about the Buccaneers is, and they started 3-1, but they've been 1-3. But their defense, remember the Super Bowl 55 defense. This is not the Super Bowl 55 defense, although they still have Vita Vea up front, the guy that's larger than one Kansas City plays. They still have Lamonte David if he's healthy, and they still have Antoine Winfield Jr. at safety. These are all elite players. But they've given up, Dusty, 35 20-plus plays this year. That's near the bottom of the league. And 27 20-plus passes. There will be a chance to get some shots and big plays in this game if the Chiefs can protect Pat just another couple clicks.
What kind of test is Spags looking at this week with that offense? I mean, with Godwin out, you know, you got Mike Evans out. What kind of test is Spags facing?
Well, let's go back to where Mayfield suggested. He turned his emphasis to the tight ends and running backs. And last week nearly beat Atlanta because he targeted Kate Otten 10 times, a real good tight end. And then the running backs are more involved in the passing game. I mentioned Rashad White's a very good receiver. And then Bucky Irving, who's on the injured list yesterday, we'll see how it comes out today, but he's right now the best running back among rookies in the NFL, at least statistically. But here's the big one. When Spags blitzes, he is by far the best in the league because opposing quarterbacks, get this one, have a QBR, quarterback rating of 48.75. It's just they're just killing these guys. But Mayfield, when he's blitzed, is second in the league in quarterback rating. He's up near the high 130s.
Wow.
So it's one of those something's got to give, right? It's goose against George.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. You got the guy that's the best against the blitz, and we blitz a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe they won't blitz as much. Who knows?
The side on blitz. It's huge, man. George, this one's dealing with, he's just ornery enough. Mayfield is just ornery enough to pull this off Monday night. And he loves to be blitzed because that means somebody's going to be open. Now, Spags has the challenge of blitzing him into submission, which is what Spags likes to do. But it's a bigger challenge with depending on the quarterback, and Mayfield's up for the challenge. So, yeah, there's a lot to deal with in this game.
Mitch, this is kind of off the cusp, but I mean, I'm sure you've met me a couple of times, so you know that's pretty par for the course. Who's the equivalent to George Brett in the NFL today?
Do I even have to answer that?
No, I know what you're going to say.
Joe Tooney.
Just take the one off his jersey, and he's 5.
Okay.
What did he wear at Texas Tech? He wore 5.
He couldn't wear five. Both enjoy.
He couldn't wear 5
light
when he came to the Chiefs. He wanted to wear 5.
Yeah.
But Cairo Santos, our Brazilian kicker kid, had 5. And Pat, who he is, goes, no, I'll just take 15. Just put a 1 on
front. Oh, my God. He could have been a great number 5.
Could you imagine if he would have worn number 5?
You know what's crazy? When he became when he got the MVP,
yeah,
he sent me a jersey signed to me from one MVP to another.
Oh, God.
That's tight.
And he and I are the only two people in Kansas City ever to be MVP of the league.
Yeah, that's wild.
Did you know that?
Yep. Yeah.
And he's the one that told me that.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I got a jersey. I got it in Arizona, in my closet in Arizona.
Yeah? Do you ever wear it out?
No. God, no. No. Come on.
Honestly, George, and guys, that tells you all about him, of his awareness of that, and the fact that he's not, hey, I'm the smartest guy in the room. Mm-hmm. He gets all that. That's what's amazing about him. And I love him so much for it, is he gets his surroundings and understanding I mean, he knows who you are, knew what your career was like.
Well, I played against his dad. I played against his dad, you know, for years. Yeah. And I remember when he bought the house in Mission Hills and he wanted to join Mission Hills Country Club. Mark Donovan's a member of the club. I'm a member of the club. And we knew the people on the board and the admissions people. And we kind of leapfrogged him up a little bit and had a meeting with the board of directors one day. And I had him and Kelsey out to play golf a few times with my boys. And then he became member. And I remember the day before he was going to camp, I said, Patrick, you got to come out and play with some of the guys, you know, get to meet some of the members rather than bring your own game out here. You got to get to know some of the members, because he would just bring Kelsey out and Garrick Dieter and a couple other guys. And so sure enough, he comes out and plays with a bunch of the guys, the younger guys, the Mike Gilligs of the world and other people that are regulars out there at the country club. And he played. And so after the round was over, I said, hey, it was great. Hope you had a good time. He said, yeah, guys are really good guys. I said, well, let's get together on an off day. We'll come out and play golf. He said, I won't pick up a set of clubs till the season's over. I said, oh, well, I know you like Coors Light. Let's kind of get together, come over here for dinner one night. We'll have a Coors Light. I won't have a drink until the season's over. I said, well, I'll see you when the season's over. And then they won all these championships. Yeah. I've never seen them.
You haven't seen them since.
He quit the club. He moved to Loch Lloyd. Now he plays at Loch Lloyd. And haven't seen him since.
The fact that you had to get Patrick Mahomes approved by the board of the country club to get him to be a member, was that before he played a game?
This was when they were doing well.
Oh.
And they were doing well, but we had Mark Donovan and I had to get up and say some things to the club about him and what a great guy he was and what a great asset he would be to the club. And, you know,
that's wild to me. That's wild. Yeah.
Mitch, and now he'd just buy the club, George.
Yeah.
He'd just buy it.
Hey, Mitch, 2 weeks ago, you called it the drum set or the thimble game. Last week was kind of a revenge game, or just kind of hold in tight to a team that likes to fight. What's this one, as we get you out of here on this last question? What's this game kind of look like to Mitch Holthus against the Bucks?
Take care of the kid who crashes the party, who's kind of cool, but he's kind of ornery. You don't want him to ruin the party. You'd rather have him enhance the party. That's Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
So keep the kid in check. He will turn it over. He didn't turn it over last year. He is this year. He had two ghastly interceptions last week against Atlanta that basically cost him the game, and he cost him the game the week before against Baltimore with a deadly red zone pick. Like, he's coming in, he's asking your daughter out on prom night, and you're like, this is going to either be great or this is going to be bad. There's no middle road with Baker Mayfield. Mm. So make it a bad night for Baker. Don't have him make a bad night for us. Let me give you my stat of the morning. George is going to love this. I'm going to give you a stat, a Dusty, but I want to tell you my favorite George story, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. First is, here's my favorite stat of the game. DeAndre Hopkins right now is number one in the NFL among active players with catches, career catches. He has 945. Guess who's second?
Kelsey.
Trick question.
Oh.
He's tied for first. The two guys, get this, guys, they're going into Monday night's game. They both have exactly 945 catches.
That's wild.
How nuts is that? I had to look at it again. I'm going to double check this. They both have 945 going into Monday night's game.
Wow.
Tied for first in the league.
That's crazy.
Here's my favorite George Brett story. George and I were at the Tom Watson ALS thing, but we're over on the practice putting clock. One of the coolest things George said to me, and George, you had a little bit of a misty eye when you told me, it's Friday night. I love these Friday nights. You guys know how much I love these high school Friday nights. My alma mater, Smith Center, is playing Medicine Lodge, who's traveling 200 miles today to play that game. George told me one of the greatest things he's ever experienced when his boys lined up for Shawnee Mission East side by side on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And I think that's the coolest thing you ever said to me, all the baseball stuff. But I had that image, and a Smith Center kid, Mark Semino's coaching Shawnee Mission East now. But when you told me your boys were side by side and you stood in the stands and watched those guys break the huddle, I thought, man, that's awesome. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. They used to fight in the one time. I got Dylan in the studio with me right now, and Dylan was the guard and Jackson was the center. And the one time they told a story after a game, they came home after a Friday night and they would always, you know, kind of be beat up. And Dylan would always have a scar on his nose because helmet would always, you know, break his nose or break the skin. And he had a scab on his nose. So I said, you know, tell me about the game. And he said, yeah, the referee had to come in the locker or in the huddle one time because I was screaming at Jackson because I had to block his guy all the time. And he said, hey, will you guys quit fighting in here? And he says, and then Dylan or Jackson says, hey, shut the F up. We're brothers for crying out loud.
Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah.
All right, Mitch.
I love that story. Yeah. I love it that your boys get to be side by side, and I can just picture you up in the stands watching that snap.
Number 66 and 67.
Those guys brought East football back.
Yeah, Shawnee Mission East football is back. Yeah, doubt about it.
Your boys helped bring it back.
All right, Mitch, we have a good call. We'll look forward to Monday night's game, and hopefully the weather prevails so you get it in the normal time slot and the normal process of the game. So we enjoy you. We'll talk to you next week.
George, lay off the nasty. Don't try to pull it.
You got it, buddy.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.